For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. There's nothing sweeter than baking cookies during the holidays. With Prime, I get all my ingredients delivered right to my door, fast and free. No last-minute store trips needed. And of course, I blast my favorite holiday playlist on Amazon Music. It's the ultimate soundtrack for creating unforgettable memories. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Rush back to throw, looking left, throws. And it is intercepted. Nice. Picked off by Geno Stone.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Joe has the football. He'll look to throw. Fires a pass. Caught by Jamar Chase. Touchdown! A 40-yard strike.
Today's guests. NFL on Fox analyst Rob Gronkowski. Steelers defensive tackle Cam Hayward. SMU head coach Rhett Lashley. Comedian Sam Morril. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, everybody. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show, live on the Roku Sports Channel. This Rich Eisen Show, terrestrial radio affiliate smart enough to have a Sirius XM Odyssey tune-in and more. We say hello to our podcast listeners. All 3 hours of our show available however you get your podcasts every single day. Overreaction Monday is still out there for you to take in. There's still lots that we were overreacting to as soon as the games were over on Sunday. Still germane for you to check out. Susie Schuster, Amy Trask will record What the Football as soon as we're done today with Andrew Whitworth, part of Prime Video's coverage of last week's awesome kickoff to Week 14 that just ended last night between the Lions and the Packers. And Andrew Whitworth, his buddy Matthew Stafford, was slinging it with Josh Allen accounting for 6 touchdowns on Sunday, and the Rams are taking on the 49ers in 2 days to kick off a very important Week 15 game for both. So Andrew has got lots to say. Check out that pod later on. And Rob Gronkowski joining us in 18 minutes time. Lots to talk about with him and so much more on this program. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. It's an Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday as well. Good to see you over there, Christopher Brockman.
Rich.
DJ Mikey D is in D's Nuts. TJ Jefferson, good to see you over there, sir.
What up?
All right, let's get right into it. It was a higher register game last night on Monday Night Football where the winner would have a chance to make the playoffs. As a, like, hey, man, listen.
Yeah, things go their way.
Things go their way. You never know. You take a look at their schedule.
And
you'd have to say the Dallas Cowboys were in that pole position of being the higher register team. But, hey, man, that would be 3 in a row. And, you know, they got 1 win over the Commanders already, and the Commanders is a team you got to chase down. But instead, a very different scenario, for sure, as the Cincinnati Bengals finally had a break go their way. It was basically also a matchup between two teams that couldn't catch a break. And the Bengals might have been in the pole position of an NFL team that couldn't catch a break. I think I mentioned, was it on Overreaction Monday or this flagship show, sir, Chris Brockman, where I said that they were the greatest 4-7 team maybe ever. If you raise banners for 4-7 teams. Like, say, people in Ohio know it. Certainly Ohio State fans raising that best roster in college football banner. That's going to be a great ceremony. So
they're going to jump you.
4-7, man. With this team and this quarterback and that wide receiver, come on now, and T. Higgins and Chase Brown, he's no joke.
Yeah, he's good.
And 4-7, and sure enough, the Cowboys held that offense of Burrow and Chase that was been on tilt all season long, held them to 20 points and a punt with 2 minutes to go. This is what happens, though, when you're 5-7. You have no margin for error. None. Zero. And when you add someone to your roster on the day of the game, fresh off of injured reserve, despite being a 6-year veteran in Amani Oruwariye, the punt is blocked, ball is loose, and you get, the 21st century of Leon Lett. Without the snow and without, you know, Super Bowl aspirations on the line, but jobs on the line and playoff hopes on the line and season on the line, and the kid touched it. The Bengals took it, took that break. 3 plays later, Ja'Marr Chase's spin move, touchdown. And now you got your backup quarterback trying to score a touchdown with all timeouts left, but now you really have no margin for error. Now you really got to get going. And that's when you see everything come through. Maybe it's because the coach doesn't have a contract after this season. Maybe it's the injuries. Maybe it's just all the losing that this kid. Maybe it's the injuries that you have. Overshown gets hurt in this game. He's been balling out. Maybe all of that is what rests in Micah Parsons' head when he sees this happen. And you could see he was distraught, and he just couldn't control himself, and he walks off the field before the end of the game. Which you can't do. You just can't do as a professional player. Certainly when you are a bold-faced name in this league and you're somebody that everybody thinks doesn't want the coach around anymore, he could give Mike McCarthy as many votes of confidence as he wants to. The quote where he was talking about how Zach Martin is on his mind and winning for him more than the coach. Mm-hmm. All of that put together, and you got a Dallas Cowboys team now at 5-8, and you're wondering, you know, where Micah Parsons' head is at. And after the game, he had this to say about his teammate, Oruwariye, touching that football, leading to the touchdown for Cincinnati, and now a 5-8 deficit for a Cowboys team that needs a heck of a load of amount of help from here on out.
I mean, I wasn't even really grasping what was going on. Nick made a great play, and then, you know, I asked the ref, you know, explain what happened. He told me that we touched the ball. It was definitely a huge momentum shift. I mean, we just caught a huge stop. We're going in a 2-minute drill. It's just real hard to you think to believe you could pull that game out from that situation. That hurts. Seems like we're paying a due that's not fair. You know, I don't know if it's bad luck, karma, you know, but in terms of the work ethic, everyone's working so hard. I mean, I think we really did well. We could have did a little bit better containing. I think we gave up some points, but, I mean, you tell me we hold Joe Burrow to 20 points and 2 minutes left with our offense, the way we was moving the ball today, I think we could win the game.
Hey, man, in terms of, because this is all that's left for the Cowboys, you know, finish up strong and see if you can save Mike McCarthy's job, if that's what you want to do. That's basically it. Because it's over. You win out if they can possibly win out, and I just don't see how they win out. I don't. I mean, that game at Carolina is
underdogs.
Is gonna, who Dallas is?
Yeah.
I wouldn't, I'm not surprised at that. Are you?
No.
Okay. Let's say they somehow get through that. Then Baker comes into their house where they're 1-6 this year with one of their worst offensive outputs at home since their opening season in 1960 by many metrics, the Cowboys. Let's say they get through all that. You think they're going to go into Philadelphia and Philadelphia's not going to want to curb stomp their season out? The Commanders, who might have to win that game? So it's basically down to, do you want to run it back with Mike McCarthy? Dak Prescott gave a full-throated yes, he does. Do you take a look at how hard they're playing and say, hey, if they're not quitting on Mike, why should Jerry? But that's basically what it is right now. The all-in campaign for the Dallas Cowboys is an unmitigated failure. Many different reasons why. At least Rico Dowdle's looking like a true running back of the future right now.
That's true.
Back-to-back 100-yard games. He's running with a style and an energy that, boy, the Dallas Cowboys could have used in the first half of the season. Would have quieted all the, boy, wouldn't have been greater if Derrick Henry was here conversation, which was front and center for good reason because Derrick Henry was there helping the Cowboys off to a terrible start. And Derrick Henry is the avatar of exactly the guy that Jerry Jones didn't go get in the all-in campaign. And CeeDee Lamb is trying his best through clearly some shoulder injury that he suffered a couple weeks ago. Cooper Rush trying his best. Injuries are killing him. But that's, again, the whole point of the all-in season. We were saying the roster's too thin to succeed with injuries. That this team, how would it react under the pressure? Well, 1-6 at home is pretty dreadful. And the question is how does that affect everything moving forward with the coach? Because that's the only question left. And on 105.3 The Fan, Jerry Jones's weekly Tuesday conversation with a couple radio hosts who still have their jobs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They asked the appropriate question of what do you need to see from here on out to evaluate Mike McCarthy?
You're going to the inner parts of my mind this morning. I'm not so sure that I'm ready to go there, but there's no secrets in there. I'm just it'll have the benefit of a lot of years involved here doing this, both on and off the field, and doing it in other areas too.
I don't know what to glean from that, other than the fact that he's not going to give you an answer right now because there's nothing concrete to see. You know, obviously the team hasn't quit on the coach. You don't see that. Although Parsons did walk off the field with a couple minutes left, or with some time left on the clock, I should say. And again, 1-6 at home certainly doesn't help the man on the screen right there, Mike McCarthy. Doesn't help. Because that's the reason why you make the change. If folks like you, TJ, although you're not a Metroplex resident, but folks who go to the games and put money in the pocket of Jerry Jones and stand there 20 deep with their cameras and their phones trained on the players as they come out the tunnel to walk out there for a game, are you sick and tired of what you're seeing and you will not countenance this team running it back with Mike McCarthy? If you find out after the season's over and it's let's give you 500 the rest of the way, and it finishes 7-10, and you find out with Vrabel, Ben Johnson, Belichick, who we'll get to in a second, other guys out there, and you find out it's McCarthy run back with a new 3-4-year deal, you fine with that? TJ Jefferson.
Man.
Resident Rich Eisen Show Dallas Cowboy fan. Are you fine with it?
I got it. I can answer your first question first when you said about the residents of the Metroplex. Essentially, you're asking, are they going to continue to go and support this team, right? And they're absolutely going to. Fans are sickos. That's what.
No, I understand so that, but like, but you're avoiding the main point here. Is that will there be enough people to create the groundswell? That's what, and the groundswell is what causes Matt Eberflus to get the gate.
Yep.
In front of 35 million people making that decision to extend a losing streak to 6. You know, like that is what gets a coach got. So I've now allowed you to ponder the question long enough. Would you be fine if you find out?
No. No. I mean, look, 12-6, he's done a great job winning regular season games.
Yep.
Zero postseason, one postseason
game. Yeah, yeah.
I feel like a change is in order. But guess what? Change ain't going to be in order, Rich. It's not coming. There is no change coming.
You think he'll resign?
I don't do that thing that Brockman always talks about, you know, checking the where the lines lay. But whatever the line says that Mike McCarthy's going to stay, I'd probably put my money on that knowing how Jerry runs his team. We're not all in. We're not all in on anything.
Is this your version of me saying I didn't want Juan Soto anyway?
No, because you did.
I'm saying you're softening the blow.
I mean, look.
That you think is coming.
At this point, you want to talk about how you're numb about the Jets? I'm numb about this team.
Wow.
Truly. Like, I can watch a game and have no feelings. Like, yesterday, cool, we were doing great. Oh, looks like we're going to win the game. And then we blocked the punt, and then a split second later, I see the guy get into a crouch.
What a season.
And I just went, oh. Rich, you got to freak. Remember, guys.
It's your script. I know.
Sometimes I know what's going to happen before it happens.
I can't believe the Cowboys got the special teams play that they needed, and then some.
Rich, can you really not believe that?
Somebody they activated earlier in the day.
Can you really not believe it? That's my point.
I was pretty shocked. I thought that was kind of universal that everyone knows. No, just get the hell away from it.
No, Chris, I'm saying, but the fact that it happened, we're conditioned now where good things happen to the Chiefs, you go, oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah. Moronic things happen to the Cowboys, I sit on the couch and go, oh.
Well, I mean, again, it just had the unfortunate bounce of somebody who's just off of IR, probably sitting there for 6-8 weeks, whatever. He was out since the 49er game.
He's chomping at the bit, just getting back out there,
and he's out there, and the ball's right there. He's thinking, I'm going to pick it up and run with it.
Yeah.
Cowboys season is over, and all we need to know is what Jerry's going to do with Mike McCarthy, and that's it. I mean, that's about it. And at least you know you got Rico Dowdle. I'm just wondering if that's going to prevent you from taking Ashton Jeanty.
No, definitely not. Remember, okay. I predicted Rico would get 1,000 yards this year. He's 200.
He's running away. Really well. Yeah, I'll tell you that. It would have been nice to see that in September and October. You wouldn't have been where you were.
But you said earlier. The season's over. No. The season was over the second Dak's hamstring and his bone had fallen out and they decided to separate. That was the moment the season was over. And it was pretty much over before that, if we want to be honest. So,
we'll see how it all plays out for the Dallas Cowboys. The season is, in fact, over. And the question is what happens with Mike McCarthy. I just want to hit this for a couple minutes before throwing a break with Rob Gronkowski. When I first heard Bill Belichick was talking in the University of North Carolina, I thought to myself, okay, there's an interesting, like, does he know somebody there? Does somebody know him? And they want to just pick his brain to see how do we build a program here? Right. Like, you know, obviously Saban is on his coaching tree. Why not ask him? And, you know, sure enough, you hear like he put together some, you know, damn near 400-page manifesto on how this is all going to work. And then you start hearing more that he's actually considering it and they're actually considering him, that throughout all of this media extravaganza of Bill, and he's terrific at it, no surprise, that it will all wind up with him becoming the Thornton Mellon of college football. He's going to triple Lindy his way to Chapel Hill and go back to school. Is that literally what's going to happen? And more each passing day, you're hearing that he's not only considering it, that this may happen, that he's looking across the landscape and potentially he can get UNC to just hand the store over to him. And the store would also include him having his son Steve be the coach in waiting when he's done. So there's a transition, and that he situates his son and he situates himself and he situates all of his people. And potentially, who knows, is he looking around and he's already hearing some of the teams that he'd be interested in are not interested in him in the NFL, and this is something he needs to make a decision on in the middle of December when the coaching carousel will not start spinning officially for another month in the NFL? Is that what's afoot? And the answer does appear to be kind of yeah. That he would be getting ready next year for Wake Forest, not the Kansas City Chiefs? Huh. And I'll say this, you know, somebody walks in his office and says, you know, 18, 19 years old, coach, I need another $1 million. Otherwise, I'm out of here. And he wouldn't really do well in that environment. I think he would probably set up the people who would receive that information. Like he would have buffers, a lot of buffers. He'd have a lot of buffers. Yeah, a lot of buffers, right?
A lot of buffers.
He'd have a lot of buffers.
What do you need to talk to coach about? Oh, okay.
Exactly. Like
two doors down.
Right. And that everyone else,
life advice? Okay,
everyone else would run this program. And as he said on McAfee yesterday and with the Mannings and his own pod, his Let's Go pod, that college is becoming more like the pros, although the transfer portal is whenever the kid, free agency in college is whenever the kid wants it to happen, not whenever your contract is up. Mm-hmm. But I mean, if Saban did it, why can't Bill? Right? Why can't Bill? Why can't Bill just cut loose in a way that we think he can't and relate to 18, 19, 20-year-old kids? And
well, he's got a 24-year-old girl.
Stop it. I know why you guys are laughing.
You thought it was going to be me, right?
No.
He can relate already.
Let's just keep it in the lanes here, gents.
I'm just looking at Syracuse's schedule next year. UNC at Cuse. Let's go.
You guys ever think that maybe Bill is like, Bill, what if I could win a natty in college?
Well, you could see now. Yeah, all you got to do is like, win your conference, which is somewhat winnable.
ACC
and you
is,
get a
yeah,
bye.
Exactly.
Yeah, so what if he...
Or you can get a bye. Obviously, Clemson... But ACC got two teams in.
Right, yep. Which was unexpected.
We're speaking to the SMU coach later on.
Which is still
but,
so
I mean,
weird. SMU
seriously.
And ACC.
But no, I'm like... You win your conference or finish runner-up in your conference, you get a ticket to the 12-team tournament. And then when it comes to operating game situations, who else would you want?
Right.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is like Bill's been saying, and people close to Bill have been saying at other places, he's going to run this like a pro team. You want to go to the NFL? Come to
me.
That's
another reason.
Like, that's why the portal now has kind of changed everything. Yeah. And Bill's like, oh, you're in the portal? Oh, you think you're an NFL player? I'll get you ready for the NFL. I'll make you an NFL player.
This is making
Play
sense.
For me.
This is making sense.
Do you think the coach has contacts on that regard? I mean,
so
how do you think the
makes
pro
sense.
Day at Chapel Hill is going to look?
Oh, man.
And here's how crazy it is that if Bill takes the job, right, part of the reason why the job's open is because the previous coach, Mac Brown, didn't have the succession plan at quarterback. And part of the reason why is because Drake May left. And part of the reason why the Patriots have Drake May is because Belichick didn't have a succession plan at quarterback.
It's kind of funny.
That was all laid out. I mean, it was with Mac, but it didn't work.
Right.
Could you imagine this is the football circle of life? And it's it sounded crazy at first, but...
I've kind of talked myself into it. I kind of
right?
like it. I like it.
I mean, it kind of, look, and also it's just like life, right? Think about all the people who refuse to adapt to all the new technology and things that have happened in life, right? Like everyone's saying he wouldn't be able to handle this transfer portal and NIL. What if Bill's like, yo, I'm on this. I'm going to adapt and overcome, right?
And honestly, like what if Bill's looking at the landscape, you know, there's already three jobs that are open, one of which the warmest place in the history of warmest places would have to freeze over to take.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. New Orleans doesn't have that draft choice or future quarterback. Right.
And the other spot that we all kind of thought like, hey, Bill's going to go to Jacksonville. That job's not open yet.
It is not.
And maybe Doug comes back because they've had a lot of bad luck at quarterback. Trevor's been hurt. He's now out for the year. Maybe Shad gives him another chance.
We all assume this guy's going to go and all this stuff.
What about the Bears?
And I'm telling you, man, well, the Bears are, listen, I just believe, you know, if you're sitting there and you just went through that experience last January and February, and you know everybody, if I'm an owner in the NFL, The first person I call is Ben Johnson's agent. First one. He's in his late 30s. He clearly knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
You see it. You see the results. You would even call Aaron Glenn's agent.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you want the fruit of the vine of the team that's got 12 wins right now.
The hot team always.
Okay, yeah. Right. And so if I'm Bill and you've got, hey, you can come here. You're situated. You're not going anywhere. You're here as long as you want. And then your son takes over.
It's a pretty good deal.
The more I think about it, the less crazy it is. And by the way, we're going to find out real soon.
I think in the next 24 hours.
You have to make a decision right now.
The portal's open.
That said, I mean, you know, college, you know, my college, you know, lost its coach in the middle of January last year.
Yeah, but the portal's open this week, and I think the decisions need to be made by kids. So,
yeah, it's crazy. All right, we'll take a break. 844-204-RICH, number to dial right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Don't you dare go anywhere. We've got It's an Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday show. So much happening in the world. All eyes on Chapel Hill to see if there's a Belichick sighting. Unreal. For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle. You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better, because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part, or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts. As many of you clearly know, I love going to watch football live. There's nothing like it, whether it's college football or professional football. There's nothing quite like the excitement of being in the stadium. And Game Time tickets and Game Time picks through Game Time is exactly your way and your gateway to getting the seat that you want and the experience that you'll never forget. Game Time Picks is a new curation feature that filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats, so you don't waste a single second searching through thousands of tickets. The all-in pricing feature, that's my favorite. You get to see your total upfront, no surprise fees at checkout. With Game Time, you'll always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Take the guesswork right out of buying tickets right now with Game Time. Download the Game Time app. Create an account. Use my code of Eisen for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account. Redeem my code EISEN. Boom, $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time. What's up, Mike? Yeah. You doing all right over there? Everything good over there, Mike? Everything good over there? Everything good? We're back.
I can't
on the Roku
hear
channel.
I did not hear them in the back.
What's up? Are,
there we go.
Are we live?
I hear we're Gronk. Gronk's in. What is happening?
Are we live? Well,
we
Gronk's,
are live.
Gronk's asking if we're live.
I know that.
Yes.
Okay. So. I don't know. Between him and RJ, like.
They're not keen.
This is great.
I can't hear them.
Oh, I think RJ's keen whenever he wants to keen.
Yeah.
He's just. By the way. You know, RJ's that guy who's texting the fantasy chain, our football fantasy chain, about fantasy leagues other than our chain.
Let me just bring.
Do people know that?
Yeah, let me bring this here. RJ, Love the guy.
Of course.
Does a great job.
By the way, you have to, but based on what you just did, was you just all due respected him.
It's
like when you say, I love the guy,
but
you're about to say something that's possibly disrespectful.
So disrespectful.
RJ needs to recognize that he's the youngest member of the family, and some people need to be seen and not heard.
Oh, wow. I wouldn't go that far.
Wow.
But
damn.
People must have text chains with fantasy players. Right? Fantasy. Everybody's got a fantasy text chain, right?
Okay, let me tell you about mine.
Well, it's just. No, but.
This morning at 1:30 a.m., somebody texts. And this morning at 4:30 a.m., somebody texts.
Hold on,
I had to get that out.
Wait, let me guess. You didn't respond?
No.
Oh, we're going to get on that later, too.
I hate group chats.
We've noticed.
Yeah, I hate group chats.
We've noticed.
I really do.
Just hold on that front. Okay. But you can't text a fantasy chain with 12 people on it about your
other leagues.
Yeah. Like, we don't care.
We don't care. I barely care about
Straight
this
up,
one.
We don't care. Okay. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Last time this man was on the show, he wasn't on Zoom. He was handing me a bottle of tequila or vodka?
Vodka, I took straight
to the face.
Straight to the head.
And then passed it to, I took it from Gronk, and then I think I handed it back to Bert Kreischer.
Well, Kenny Chesney and Edelman were also there. Okay, I don't know.
Yeah, Segura. It was all big haze.
Yeah.
But joining us in support of the Art of Sport LA Bowl, hosted by Gronk, is Gronk himself, Rob Gronkowski. Good to see you, Gronk. How are you?
Hey, Rich, man. It's a pleasure seeing you. I want to date back to the last two times that I saw you when we had that flight, you know, going from Miami to L.A. And then we just reminisced about how Coach Belichick showed off his 8 rings. And I still laugh about that moment because we were both laughing about it on the plane because it was hilarious just how he was just, you know, blinging out. And then I was handing you shots at the Super Bowl last year with Bert Kreischer, Tom Segura, we had Kenny Chesney, we had Julian. What a party that was. That was 9 a.m. as well. So it's a pleasure to be back on with you, Rich. You're the best, man. Yeah,
right back at you, Gronk. And I saw you at the Roast, too. The Brady Roast this past year as well. Yeah. Let me ask you this just to start this thing off. Is it true that you spiked that shot glass and it wasn't planned? Like, you just took the shot glass and you just threw it down on the ground? That was just off the cuff?
No. Yeah, well, that was it was true that I spiked the shot glass. That's for sure. But no, that was part of the script to spike the shot glass. Oh. It was actually not even my idea. When I was in the room with all the Netflix writers, we were going over all the jokes, what I should say, who's saying what, if I have any jokes, all that type of things. At the end of it, they were like, hey, how great would that be if you spiked the shot glass? So actually, at the end of my script, you know, right after my last joke, it says, hey, take the shot with Bill and Tom and then spike the shot glass. So, you know, it was a kind of a team effort. You know, Netflix came up with the idea. And then obviously I thought it was a great idea and I followed through with it.
And you rolled with it. But you did write some of your own material, correct? That happened.
Yes, I did. So the Netflix writers, they did an unbelievable job to get you started. You know, you talk to them. Hey, what do you have on Julian? What do you have on Tom? What do you have on anyone else that's participating? And then you just talk to them. Then they write some of the jokes. And then you kind of give them some jokes. They clean it up. And at the end, they came back with about 75% of the script, you know, after talking to them and them understanding me understanding them. And then my one good friend growing up, he actually literally wrote 4 of the jokes as well that I used. Yes. And then there was 4 other jokes that I came up with personally as well. So it was just a team effort. And then also I went off script a little bit too and used some of the jokes that they actually didn't approve and that they took off the script that I was like, no way. I'm going to use these jokes that are coming to my mind because it's the perfect time to do so.
Were those the ones involving Belichick or Tom that was removed from the script? Which ones?
No, those were the ones that when I told Kevin Hart, well, you know, that he could, you know what, when standing up. Yeah, they took that one out and it was just perfect moment. Because he stood up. You want to talk shit? All right. Well, here comes this joke that got pulled off my script. Kabam!
That was a hell of a night, Gronk.
You're a legend, man.
And I'll be honest, though, just to, I guess, be a little serious about it. Then the Brady night in New England a few weeks later where he got his number retired. And I kind of feel like that was a better night because you got – it seemed like it was a group therapy Patriot session at the Brady Roast that night, Rob. It felt like you were getting a lot off your chests, everybody, that night.
Actually, you know, it brought everyone together, that's for sure. I mean, we're freaking all, I swear, we were all close. We all loved each other. We all appreciate each other. But, like, it brought us together even more, man. Like, that was the first time that we've even seen Coach Belichick since he was released from the New England Patriots. It's kind of the first time that I've seen Coach, like, outside of the football world as well. And it was just so unbelievable to talk to him, to catch up with him. Same with Mr. Kraft being there. Same with all the old school teammates. So it brought back the whole entire New England organization and a lot of important pieces, you know, of that organization and the players, you know, that, you know, started that, you know, dynasty from 2003 and then the ones that continued it all the way through 2000 to 2020 whenever it ended. But it was kind of a therapy session. And now whenever we all see each other, you don't even think about anything that went down in the past. You know, we got everything off of our chest, and now it's just all about love and helping each other out. So it made that night when Tom went into the Patriots Hall of Fame, that induction, it made it that much better and that much personal because we got everything off of our chest at the roast. And it's not like we were beefing like that anyways. It was just, you know, just a little, you know, things that may bother you a little bit, but hey, not anymore.
I love it, Gronk. I love it because I sensed it and it was great to see as well. And what do you think of Bill talking to the University of North Carolina and seriously considering becoming a college coach, Rob?
Well, let me tell you this. It would be great for the college football players to get coached by Coach Belichick. There's no doubt that Coach Belichick will succeed as a coach to teach these young guys about the game of football, the ins and outs, how to deal with football, how to deal with situations. And that kind of transfers to your personal life as well. If you can handle situations on the field and Coach Belichick can teach these young bucks, these kids that are 18, 19 years old, it will help them in life as well. The only question I have is Coach Belichick going to get sick of the situation of the NIL, of recruiting? I mean, I already know Coach Belichick. He hates dealing with that extra, you know, activity, y'all, even at the pro level. He's all about football. Being a head coach in college isn't all about football. You know, it comes with a lot of BS to get guys there. I'm not sure if he wants to, you know, go all in with that and if he's willing to go all in or if he's going to put a team around him or not. But football-wise, I think he will be great. Recruiting-wise, I don't know how much into it he wants to go. That's up to him to figure out, my man.
Yeah, it might be, you know, others handling that part of the business for him or that part of everything for him. But, you know, I just do remember, you know, when you and your family, when you got drafted, Belichick was sitting in the draft room thinking maybe they should knock it off on the stage, right? The Gronks all going out there. And, you know, you're a college kid at that point. You're not yet professional. So that's the question a lot of people have, too, is how he would handle the young personalities in college, Rob.
Yeah, exactly. Right? And these young personalities, I mean, it's a whole different era now. I mean, it's not like he can take social media away from them. Like, you got to let that all fly 100%. You got to let them do their thing off the field as well, I feel like. I mean, that's what it's all about. And then this new millennium of kids, you know, just to not be a football player, but to be someone else outside of football as well. So it's going to be a lot to deal with in the college world, and maybe he's up for it, and maybe he knows how to handle it, and he feels like he's going to be in a situation where he has a great team around him. But I can just tell you this, so I want to see him back in the coaching world. I mean, this guy is the best football coach in the game. He has the most knowledge of football than anyone else out there, inside and out. He knows the playbook, the rule book, all that, and special teams, defense, offense. I mean, this guy has knowledge for days. He knows every scenario, every situation. So I just feel like it's up to him on what he wants to deal with if he goes to the college level.
Yeah, I mean, you got a good example of what makes for a great coach in this regard, Gronk, that, you know, a coach tells a player, hey, you execute it this way, this is the way we're going to win. And then he will also say, when this situation comes up, we can do it this way. And then that situation does come up in the game. Like, he gives you the answers to the test. And he tells you, this is the way it's going to be on a Tuesday. And then on a Sunday, it actually plays out that way. You got a great example from your playing days with Bill where that happened.
Yeah, you hit it right on the money. He's always two steps ahead of all the other coaches. There's no doubt about that. And I would say when we were playing the Baltimore Ravens in the, I'm pretty sure it was in the playoffs. I think it was the year we won the Super Bowl. Yes, it was when Julian had that pass.
Yeah.
And then we went on and then we played the Indianapolis Colts in the AFC Championship game. So it was the division round when we played the Baltimore Ravens. And he knew the rule book inside and out. And we had five plays where we moved the tackle to my side. I lined up next to him. So we had three offensive linemen in a row, then a tight end. And then we had Hooman, the other tight end. He would line up at the tackle position, and he was eligible to go out for a pass. And no one knew. And it tricked the defense, and it tricked Coach Harbaugh. And he was flipping out on the sidelines saying that it wasn't legal to do that. But really, Coach Belichick knew the rules so much. We called the play two times in a row on a desperate, desperate drive. Mike Hooman, you know, dropped back like he was pass protecting at the left tackle position. And then once the defense folded out, you know, linebackers dropped, then Hooman just turned around. Tom dumped it to him about 2-3 yards on the field. And we called it two times in a row, two first downs on a crucial drive. And then our momentum went on our side and we ended up winning that game because of that type of play call and that type of knowledge that Coach Belichick had.
Love it. Rob Gronkowski, future Hall of Famer. And of course you love him on Fox Sports right now, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. You are already in the college game, sir. The Art of Sport LA Bowl, UNLV and California in SoFi coming up in a couple of Wednesdays, December 18th, 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 Eastern. I mean, look at you. Is that the belt? Did you hand out that Gronk belt to the winner? Is that it?
Yeah, that's what we do. Whoever wins, I think it's MVP of the game, they get the Gronk belt. And that's what it's all about. That's what these college kids love. So is Coach Belichick going to love all this gimmick stuff, handing out belts, handing out a freaking chain to a guy that gets an interception? I mean, that's not all about football. That's the question. Can Coach Belichick handle that time? I'm still young enough and still in that era where I love that stuff, obviously. I'm handing out a belt to the MVP, the amp them up. They're holding it above their head. They're putting it around, you know, their waist, all that good stuff. But, yes, we got the Art of Sport LA Bowl December 18th. I was hosting it last year. I'm hosting it again this year. It's at SoFi Stadium, State of the Art. Obviously stadium where the Olympics are going to be in 2028 as well. Last year, Boise State lost to actually UCLA. So that was a huge turnaround for Boise State to make a comeback like that. And now they're, you know, they have a bye week in the college football playoffs, which is pretty incredible. But we got UNLV Rebels facing the California Golden Bears this year. UNLV is ranked. They lost to Boise State in the Mountain West Conference game. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Going to bring the energy to the table just like I did last year. So it's December 18th, 6 p.m. Pacific time. It's the only game in the world, only football game in the world that will be going on at that time and that as well, which is really cool because there's a lot of football in December, a lot of college and NFL going on, but this is the only game that's going on that night.
Yeah, with a pregame tailgate in the plaza too, and it's an awesome plaza at SoFi. Music, food trucks, photo ops, that sounds like fun, and then it spotlights your Gronk Nation Youth Foundation and the Boys and Girls Club of Metro Los Angeles. There's just lots going on. I love it, man.
There is. I was actually at SoFi Stadium literally about 12 hours ago putting the Boys and Girls Club actually sponsored by Shell. Thank you for putting it on. We were at SoFi Stadium. We had about eight drills going on, and kids from 8 to 12 years old. We had about 200 kids there running through drills. I was throwing passes to everyone. And right after that, I went right to the airport, called a red eye. I'm back here at my house. I slept for like another 2 hours, and I woke up, and now I'm on a little media tour. So I'm just grinding, man. I got 5 days off after this, though, so I'm not worried about
it. I saw what you were doing on Sunday. It was you, Brady, and Edelman, right? Look at you. Look at you guys on the set.
You can't get rid of us, baby. I mean, what's cool is that Tom Brady, the greatest quarterback right there. Then you got Julian Edelman, who had the most receptions out of any receiver that Tom ever threw to. And then you got me, who scored the most touchdowns that Tom ever threw to. So that's the three amigos right there. That's a duel that will last for a lifetime. Of receivers that Tom has.
There we go.
That's what I meant. I saved myself.
Good save.
Grom.
Hey, like I said, I just got off of a plane, Rich. Okay?
It's okay.
Rock, I love you so much.
You are the greatest, Rob Gronkowski. I got one last one for you here. I know you got to go and we're up against it, but screw it. Many people think the Chiefs are more lucky than good. And you know what it takes to try and win in this league and defend a Super Bowl in this league. Where do you reside on the Chiefs being 12-1 right now? Gronk.
All right, I would say like 90% good, 10% luck. You got to always have luck on your side, but luck comes because of the preparation and always being ready to go. And that's what the Kansas City Chiefs are. They know every scenario. They know how to deal with every scenario. I mean, they're kind of like the New England Patriots. When we were winning the game, they're coached very well. I just feel like they play down to whatever game that is going on. It's not like they're playing their game. They're playing the game that's going on, and they adjust to the game that's going on, and then they know how to finish as well. They're the best team in the league that can go down, you know, with 3 minutes left on the clock and finish the game and not make any mistakes at all in order to finish the game. So I'm putting my money on the Kansas City Chiefs. I bet against them before. Besides when I played them, if I can play them personally, then I'm putting the money on myself because we beat them in the Super Bowl that year in the AFC Championship. But if I'm not playing versus them personally, I'm putting my money, you know, not against them because they know how to get it done. And they proved me wrong. I bet against them, you know, over the last, you know, couple years. And it definitely lost those bets. So it's the Kansas City Chiefs until proven that someone else can beat them.
LABowlGame.com for information and to purchase tickets and suites for the LA Bowl, the specific name of it, the Art of Sport LA Bowl, hosted by Gronk, UNLV, and Cal at SoFi in Los Angeles next December 18th. Hey, Gronk, love you, miss you, man. You should come on anytime you want. You and I make a perfect trio. You know,
we do. You and I are a perfect trio. You want to know why we're a perfect trio?
Why is that?
Because I'm going to save it again. Because this is the third guy right here. Hey. My dog. So there's three of us, baby. So, hey, you know, I always got media to do, Rich. So if whatever I got, I'm going to request to come on your show, man. I love you, baby.
Right back at you. What's your dog's name? What's the dog's
Ralphie.
Name? Ralphie. After
a Christmas story.
Christmas
right?
story.
Hey,
yes.
Hey. Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Gronkowski and Ralphie.
Yes.
Right here on the Rich Eisen Show. You're the best. Take care, Gronk.
See you, Gronk.
Yes,
man.
Take care,
there
guys.
You go. There's Gronk, everybody. Gosh. The one and only.
I love Gronk like a member of my family.
Let's take a break right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Don't go anywhere. Back with more. That was awesome.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify. With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts are going abandoned and way more sales happening. happening. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skins uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Westwood One, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Westwood One to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Westwood One.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
Bagel, everybody says I say that weird. It is ruined by a proposal story.
How Jason proposed, and she was like, he brought in a bunch of bagels. I was like, I have to stop this. I will punch you in the throat if you ever tell this story again and call it a bagel.
Let me tell you, now when I tell the story, I go, he went and got breakfast.
There you go.
Bagels.
Yeah.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
So I tell Mark Norman and Shane Gillis, my two openers.
Yes.
I say, hey, we're doing the Mullet Arena. We'll do two shows. We do one show Saturday night. Sells out at Friday. Sells out at Wednesday, at Thursday. Doing four shows. Guys, it's a little treat. Super Bowl tickets on me. Good seats. $125,000.
Well, you're going for the primo if you're talking about that.
I didn't know. My wife called and she goes, they just took $125,000 out of our account. Is something going on? Do you need to talk to me about something? Are you going to South Africa for a month? I was like, no, we're going to the Super Bowl. I don't even like either of the teams. This is the rub.
Oh, no.
They don't tell you your seats until Friday.
Get out of here.
You don't know where you're sitting. I don't even know who I gave the money to.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know. My manager just gave me $125,000. I gave it to him. I feel like Bernie Madoff's client. Like, I'm just sitting there going, so you think Bitcoin's going to really do well? I hope this money turns out. Matt Damon said we're cool.
Oh my God.
Tom Brady's involved. This should be a win-win, right?
I'm sorry. I'm laughing so hard and crying.
I don't even know who I don't even know when I get my tickets.
Burton. It's the greatest heist ever.
I'm like Kaiser Soze, but I still limp.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Oh, if I have bad seats, I'm gonna be living. I hate the Super Bowl. I'm gonna be rooting against both teams.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh man, Bert Kreischer. Let's get the whole band back together in New Orleans, right? We got to. It'll be fantastic. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, you're your family's biggest supporter. So make sure they're protected today with affordable online life insurance through Ethos. Up to $2 million of same-day term life insurance coverage in as little as 10 minutes for as little as $2 a day. It's 100% online, and there's no med exams, only a few online health questions. The mortgage, kids' education, and other costs could all be covered through Ethos. Straightforward protection for the people who matter most. Get a free quote at tryethos.com. That's tryethos.com. Loved every word Gronk was saying out of his mouth. He's as pure as the driven snow. He is exactly who he is. And but I loved hearing him tell that story about Belichick, because again, I say it all the time, the great coaches are the ones who tell players, this is the way it's going to go. This is the way you need to execute. When I tell you it goes the way it goes. And they work on the execution, and then the plays, the game hits, and it plays out as the coach told them earlier in the week it would play out, and they execute in the moment. And he tells that story about the Ravens game. And we have Cameron Hayward coming up, the reigning Walter Payton Man of the Year from the Steelers, coming up in 6 minutes, top of the next hour. I can't wait to ask him how Tomlin's done that. Hey, this is the way it's going to go. And you, when that happens, we do this and then we win. I'm sure Cam Hayward's got to have a million stories about that, right?
Look, if you watch Hard Knock, we have a specific instance of Mike Tomlin telling Nick Herbig how he's got to take out Zeus. And
he did it. That's why we talked about it last week, except I called him Nate Herbig for some reason. I heard a lot from people in Western PA about that. Yeah. But yeah, that's right. He told Nick Herbig, hey, got Zeus because Highsmith was killing him. Mm-hmm. And Highsmith isn't here, so we need you. And then he does it, and he says, hey, it's not a lightning strike.
Yeah, you're built for this. That was an awesome
But movie. I'm wondering how he's done. He must have done that with Cam Hayward.
Oh.
Millions of times, right?
I don't know. Cam Hayward's so big that it's like, there was ever a moment where Cam Hayward wouldn't think he could get something done.
He's so big, but he's on Zoom, which means we'll talk to him about Michigan, Ohio State.
Oh, wow. better on Zoom than in person.
Hide behind your keyboard.
This is fun.
You know, after hanging out with Cam at the Kelsey's Super Bowl party, I think Brockman and I can attest, you would not say that to the man.
Actually, I have to his face. And he, you know what, but he had 8 years of it, so. Yeah, a long time.
That is true. You did suffer.
We're halfway there.
You did suffer for a minute.
We're halfway there. We're halfway to erasing. When Ohio State suddenly flipped the rivalry on its head and went +8 in one stretch. We're halfway to erasing it. Oh, he's on right now. He's listening, huh? Okay. Very good. Yeah, we did that.
Hopefully he stays on after hearing
He
this.
Will. Come on.
He's shaking his head. He's not happy.
What do you mean he's not happy?
I'm
sorry. Guys, now listen. He's a man who understands humanity. You don't win Walter Payton Man of the Year if you don't understand humanity. And right now I'm showing off my humanity, which is... arrogance.
Oh.
Right?
Yep.
What else? Pride. Pride. You know? What else?
Delusion.
No, that's not. No. Delusion are my Ohio State friends.
Arrogance?
Those are delusion. As if last two Saturdays ago didn't happen at all. Oh, I got today that Jim Harbaugh never beat Urban, but he's beaten all these people in the pros. Jim's beaten all these, including his current coach in the pros. I'm like, you don't want to talk NFL with Urban, do you? Oh, there he is. Hey, coming up, Cameron Hayward in a second.
My World with Jeff Jarrett takes wrestling fans behind the scenes, along with King of the Mountain, Conrad Thompson.
I wanted to ask you about what you know, if anything, on the new WWE ID program, where they're apparently going to be working with some independent wrestlers.
My encouragement to any independent wrestler out there, build your value and then understand your value, and then you create your own leverage. There's no substitute for hard work and getting over.
My World with Jeff Jarrett, wherever you listen.